I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. The Final Four is upon us as the remaining teams in the annual March Madness College Basketball National Championship Tournament tip off in San Antonio, Texas. The last two top seeds, Kansas and Villanova, are about to dance with each other in the semifinals.
You know, we always watch Bill Self's teams to learn how to use big guys, you know, and now he's still got those big guys that are really effective, but the guards are amazing. So it's going to be a very difficult defensive matchup for us.
Villanova coach Jay Wright knows he's going against perhaps the toughest team of the four. Still, Kansas coach Bill Self is a little surprised how far his players have gone this year.
Of all the teams that we've had, this would may not be the one that I would expect to do this. And for me to, you know, obviously be on these guys pretty hard for things that I thought were shortcomings, and to see the reason we won was because they were 100% flipped those. You know, that gives a coach a lot of pride.
Kansas ranks behind only Kentucky, with the most victories in NCAA Division I men's college basketball history. The last of three championship titles came 10 years ago, also in San Antonio. Coach Self hopes his team can share the experience of the players he had a decade ago.
I hope this team will experience, you know, a lot of the same things that team went through. But to this date, it's been a totally different run. It's been a team that's gotten hot at the right time. It's been a little bit inconsistent. That certainly has had its fair share of doubters, including myself at certain times during the year. But there's no question that they've rallied and really playing their best ball right now.
Villanova coach Jay Wright says no matter the quality of teams each season, it comes down to matchups and a lot of variables as to how far they advance.
I think some of our teams that have been to the Final Four might not have been as good as some of our other teams, but it's just what happens that season, how they're playing together, what the breaks are, what the matchups are. And if you get there, you realize more how hard it is. When you don't get there, you think it's hard, but when you get there, you actually realize it's even harder than you thought.
Both coaches dismiss the notion that this semifinal is perhaps a de facto championship game, but Jay Wright is looking to expect a great contest.
I think both of us really like to shoot the three ball, but both of us really try to be good defensive teams and good rebounding teams. You know, so it's going to be interesting of who can stop each other. You know, I think we both think that way, but it's hard to do against these teams.
Why, it's like a dream. A wonderful dream come true.
Of course, many will be rooting for the so-called Cinderella team to reach the final.
But like all dreams, well, I'm afraid this can't last forever. On the stroke of 12, the spell will be broken, and everything will be as it was before.
Tiny Loyola Chicago emerged from the South bracket as the 11th seed to reach its first ever Final Four. They face West champion Michigan, heavily favored to reach the championship game on April 2nd.
Oh, I understand, but it's more than I ever hoped for.
Argentine tennis player Juan Martín Del Potro came into the Miami Open with the rare opportunity of claiming the coveted men's sunshine double by winning in Miami after taking the title at Indian Wells, California. But he says his aim is just to play well.
This is still a possibility because I'm winning, but I'm not thinking on that, to be honest. And what I say before, I already won two tournaments in a row. Could be great if I win the third one, but if not, I will have a good vacations at home and I'm waiting for that too.
And Del Potro doesn't feel any pressure as the top player remaining heading into the quarterfinals.
No, I don't feel that pressure. I'm just doing my own tournament, my own road, and see how far can I go?
21-year-old Australian Thanos Kokkinakis leaves Miami with a huge second-round win over top-ranked Roger Federer of Switzerland.
It was good. Any match was good to win, especially now where I am in my sort of come back and trying to play some matches, but to share the court and to have such a big win on a big court against the world number one is pretty crazy. Yeah, I'm pretty happy about it.
He made the right adjustments to get past Federer.
I just had to play my game. At the start, I was rushing a little bit. Obviously, he puts a lot of pressure on. He doesn't really play like many players. Obviously, he's a lot better than a lot of players, but game style-wise, he's a lot different. So it took a little bit of time to adjust, and then when the game kind of slowed down to me and I started being able to execute and do what I needed to, I thought I was in control of more baseline rallies, for sure.
Federer will give up his number one ranking to Spaniard Rafael Nadal and outline mistakes that would seem basic for any player on the losing side.
For me, wrong decision-making by me, good decision-making by him, who knows what happened, but it was just felt like I could be paying the price for opportunities missed. I feel like it already started at the beginning of the second set when I had break points first game, and he almost wanted to give me that game, and I couldn't take it. And after that, I played a bad, from that moment on, I played probably about 10 minutes, which cost me the second set and maybe the match.
Federer is happy for Kokkinakis, with whom he has trained in the off-season.
He's a cool guy and a cool demeanor, so I know him well. He's been to Dubai to practice with me a couple of times, so I knew him very well. We've worked very hard together. I've always liked his game, so I'm happy for him that on the big stage he was able to show it. Center court, Miami, the people watching, beating me. It's a big result for him in his career, and I hope it's going to launch him, you know, really getting his ranking up.
U.S. Open women's champion Sloane Stephens reached her first semifinal since becoming a major title holder.
Winning U.S. Open was an amazing experience, and everything that came after that. And I think after Australia, I knew what I had to do to get myself back in shape and back ready to be playing. And I just stayed patient with myself. And like I said before, last week I didn't play badly. This week I wasn't playing badly, just kind of had to work with what I was given, and I think I've done pretty well.
Winning brings Stephens another distinction. She'll be a top 10 ranked player for the first time.
Getting into the top 10 is pretty special, and I'm super excited about that, and something I've worked hard for a long time, so I couldn't really be any happier.
It's crazy to think about it. I mean, I've got two World Golf Championships now, counting this one, and two majors.
It's a good career.
Yeah, exactly. I'm done.
American Bubba Watson has accomplished a lot in his 15-year professional golf career, and he definitely cherishes a second World Golf Championship match play title.
It feels great. Absolutely unbelievable. Lucky enough to win one in China a few years back with a hole out out of the bunker, but to have another trophy like that, and this is the closest thing to a major, so it's a big deal for me.
Watson beat American compatriot Kevin Kisner 7-6 in the final match at Austin Country Club, and talks about how grueling the match play event is compared to traditional tournaments.
Very tough. Obviously, you could see Kisner played unbelievable this week, and you could just see the energy was gone. It was zapped from him. It was great for me, but obviously that just shows how tough it is. I mean, 100-plus holes, I think it was. I think it was 97 before this match, so I mean, that's just a long week of golf, especially as you get older like me.
Knowing the odds were not in his favor to win, Watson had other plans than being in Austin, Texas on Sunday.
I'm supposed to be sitting on a sandy beach right now with my kiddos playing in the water, but I'm here, you know, in a cloudy day, lifting a trophy, I guess.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.